From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama outlined his plans for his final year in office on Friday. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference, the president stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to defeat the Islamic State.
The United States continues to lead a global coalition in our mission to destroy ISIL. ISIL's already lost about 40% of the populated areas it once controlled in Iraq, and it's losing territory in Syria.
The president touted big wins for his administration in the past year, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, the passage of significant climate and trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. The UN Security Council has approved a resolution calling for talks between the Syrian government and opposition groups, as well as a ceasefire in the country's civil war. Delegates from across the country and across the world, rather, gathered in New York to discuss the deal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the resolution sends a clear message that it is time to stop the killing in Syria.
It is correct that we are repeating something which has been stated previously, but it is now stated in the context of the United Nations Security Council resolution, which has impact of international law and mandate, and in addition to that, it is with the notion that everybody understands that in January we hope and expect to be at the table and be able to implement a full ceasefire.
The resolution formalizes a target of 6 months for establishing a transitional government, followed by elections in 18 months. It does not mention what will become of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Afghanistan, which has been hit by an increasing number of violent attacks, especially in eastern areas where the Islamic State is active. Carter met with Afghanistan's acting defense minister and other Afghan officials Friday. He also delivered holiday greetings to U.S. troops in the South Asian nation. The defense secretary said the Obama administration realizes the fight in Afghanistan is far from over.
More work lies ahead. The national security of both of our nations remains very much at stake. But we will succeed.
Due to the increasing violence, President Barack Obama has decided to keep nearly 10,000 American troops in Afghanistan through most of 2016. The African Union has authorized deployment of peacekeepers to Burundi and given the government there a 4-day deadline to accept the troops. A communique issued by the AU Peace and Security Council on Friday said the peacekeepers will have up to 5,000 soldiers and police. It authorized the deployment for an initial period of 6 months. The council also condemned recent violence in Burundi, including attacks on military barracks in the capital that left a reported 87 people dead last week. The country has experienced 8 months of violence and unrest following the announcement that President Pierre Nkurunziza was seeking a third term, a move that his critics say is unconstitutional. The International Organization for Migration said Friday that the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe this year is expected to top 1 million next week. IOM spokesman Joel Millman said that more than 990,000 people have arrived from Africa or the Middle East. About 800,000 have crossed from Turkey to Greece, and more than half of them are Syrian. The Vatican says that Pope Francis has recognized a second miracle attributed to the late Mother Teresa, clearing the way for the nun's elevation to sainthood. Vatican officials said Friday the Pope has approved a decree that attributed a miracle to Mother Teresa's intercession. The miracle named in the decree is the inexplicable cure in 2008 of a Brazilian man suffering from brain tumors. And the Walt Disney Company says that Star Wars: The Force Awakens earned a record-breaking $57 million in its opening night Thursday. That tops the previous opening day record of $43.5 million set by the final Harry Potter movie. Global ticket sales through 2 days have totaled $130 million. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.